Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Kelton Tech Solutions Limited's Q1 and FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the first quarter of the financial year 2024. Before we begin, I would like to mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's con call may be forward-looking in nature, and such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on the management's beliefs as well as assumptions made from the information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings conference call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and the financial quarter under review. Now, I would like to introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call. We have with us Mr. Niranjan Chintam, Chairman and Whole-Time Director, Mr. Karanjit Singh, Chief Executive Officer, India, and Mr. Srinivas Potluri, Chief Executive Officer, US. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Niranjan Chintam. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you, everyone, for joining the Q1 FY24 financial earnings call. This quarter, I just want to start off with some financial numbers. We'll go through some operational metrics, and then we'll take Q&A as usual. So the financial numbers for the Q1 are about we made 249 crores as revenue for the Q1, which is about 15% year-on-year growth, with an EBITDA of 27.9 crores and a PAT of 15.4 crores. The EPS for this quarter is 1.54 rupees per share. Operational highlights, like the previous quarter, we did have some analyst ratings on our performance, which is Zinnov has rated us very well. And this quarter, we have been featured as a product challenger when it comes to ISG in the SAP ecosystem. So we have got positioned as a product challenger there. This is the first foray into ISG, and we have been rated very well, so we are very happy and excited about that. In addition to that, Kelton also has got a gold in Globee Awards when it comes to the IoT platform that we have, the Optima IoT platform. Also, Kelton has been doing a lot of good work when it comes to the generative AI. I know nowadays that is the buzzword with ChatGPT for the Bards or Anthropic of the world. And we do have some paid customers that we are working with multiple use cases with our customers. So we're excited to inform you of that. Also, Kelton has developed a holistic healthcare platform when it comes to the length. We're also excited that we are able to foray and help a customer in this holistic lung care services. Those are the big highlights. Like previous quarters, our largest revenue segment has been digital transformation, which gave us about 82% of our revenue comes from there. Geography-wise, yes, we are still skewed towards the US markets. And as you are aware, Europe has not been too great. Most of the companies are in our space because of what's going on with Ukraine, and we are also in a similar boat where we are stagnant when it comes to the European growth for this quarter too. Those are the revenue highlights that we have. With that, I do want to open up for questions. Last quarter, we won three new customers, and these are very marquee customers. I'll let Karanjit talk about the three new customers that we have acquired last quarter. These come from very different environments, and we are very excited that we're able to help our customers in those three. Karanjit, can you talk about the three new customers?
Yes, sir. Thank you. And hello, everyone. You asked, as Niranjan said, we have acquired these customers. These are marquee customers where we are doing some very leading digital work. One of them is we are happy and proud to be associated with the India Digital Stack now formally. This is one of those companies where we are helping, where they are trying to basically create a digital stack for one of these services. We have been onboarded there to help them with certain parts of building that that network, where we are going to help them engage with their network players, onboard them, and also streamline interactions. The other one is a leading strategy consulting company globally. They have done the digital consulting, and now they are in the process of implementing, and they have chosen us to be the partners for them to implement the digital platform, which is to do with the methane regulation platform. This is a regulatory requirement in the U.S. now, and so we are helping them build that whole data and reporting platform regarding these whole the emissions. Similarly, we are also engaged with a leading pharmaceutical company which deals in the respiratory drug space. And a lot of them are now building digital platforms where they want to engage with their customers. And so we are building that whole digital, the digital side for them to engage with their customers, which help them continuous care and also basically help them, know what the diagnosis is, if there's some undiagnosed patients, and also predicting things in anticipatory on an anticipatory mode rather than just the whole doctor's visit kind of a thing. So these are some of the leading edge stuff that we've signed up this quarter. Thank you, Niranjan.
Thank you, Karanjit. With that, I want to open up Torbin for questions. Torbin?
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of P.D. Ranjit Kumar from Amrita Tech. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Happy evening. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. Congrats on steady set of numbers. My question is, what is the reason for decreasing employee expenses quarter and quarter? Is it because of voluntary reduction of employees or any other reason?
So there is a combination of reduction in, if you see the numbers when it comes to employee, but the subcontracting has gone up. So what has happened is, yes, there is some reduction, not voluntary, some involuntary, and then our voluntary one was probably very less compared to the involuntary one.
Okay.
Background noise. Can you mute yourself if you don't mind? At the same time, you're seeing that the subcontractors have gone up. That is because, of the certain skill set that we didn't have in-house, which we had to subcontract out. So while we are hiring people where there is a requirement, and we're also relying on our partners to help us provide as a short term when it comes to
okay.
Immediate need for some of our skill sets that we don't have on our payroll.
Thank you. One more question. Also, could you please share on the progress on European business operations?
So European business operation, I think, we have for the last 1 year and some change, has not been doing as we wanted it to be, not meeting our expectations. That is a combination of two things. One, the economy, as you are aware, in Europe, I think I was reading somewhere that, that Netherlands has joined Germany when it comes to recession. There is a big recession impact that is going on. Are not starting projects while the pipeline is startup projects is not taking place. So everybody is on a wait and watch mode. Whatever we signed up with customers, there's delays in starts that is happening. Much more prevalent in Europe. While in U.S. also we are facing similar, you know, new starts are getting delayed. While there are some starts that are happening, but, you know, some of our customers have signed on the agreements, but, you know, they're saying, hey, can you delay it by a quarter or a month? It just goes on like that. So there is, everybody is worried about what is going to happen. So they are hoarding cash and they're saying, okay, let's just hold off a little bit longer. While immediate priorities, important ones, we are still doing it. People are spending money on trying to figure out what the AI side of the, what they want to do in the AI side. So there are projects that are kicking off either on a small scale, they're kicking off. While we see some customers spending, you know, big money on the AI side, we are seeing some, many customers are also saying, okay, hey, let me try it. Because there's a buzz going on, let me try. That's where it's going on.
Yeah. Many thanks for your valuable explanation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ranjan.
Thank you, Ranjan.
Take care. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one at this time. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, please press star one. As we have no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over back to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Darwin. Thank you, everyone, for joining the call. I know today is a busy day. Regret that there are not too many questions, you know, but we would love to answer any questions that you might have at a later date or, you know, reach out to us directly and we would be happy to answer. Soon, we do have a AGM coming around and also the next quarter's earnings call. Hopefully there'll be better participation than what we have today. But thank you very much again. Looking forward to seeing you soon. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you. On behalf of Kelton Tech Solutions Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Hello.